Welcome, this is Kathleen Pearl. Think introduction at the library a couple of days ago. There was usually a group forms in the lobby before the library opens on a specific morning. And you generally find that people that are hanging around the library tend to be looking for information. They want to use the computers, the internet services, the books, whatever. And there was a gentleman there that I had heard before. They come in and they start talking, and I'm doing my business, my work, and sort of listening in the background of the conversations. And he was discussing these two elders, we'll call them, in the vicinity, were discussing history. And they were both very intelligent men. And this one man was saying that, well, the only time there's been peace on the earth for several hundred years was under Pax Romana, the Roman dictatorships that brought peace to the entire world. And the other man was contesting his opinion. Show me the history. Of course, we know there's a lot of revisionist history. History is written by those who have conquered. So it's their version of what went on. And I'm listening to this conversation thinking, well, these two guys are pretty bright, and I'm continuing my work and I move on. And a couple of weeks later, he is there again and he comes and sits next to me. And so I give him my card, which says Educational Journalism, Creative Diversity on it. And we begin to get into conversation, and another man is listening, an elder. In other words, they aren't wet behind the ears. And both of these men had been in Vietnam. They were Vietnam vets. One man had worked for the company that my father had worked with, Air America. My father flew for Air America. And he was in coordinating goods and produces. And the other man had been a corpsman. He was with the Marine Corps and I think the Army, which is like a medic. Therefore, we had a lot of similar background, having been in Vietnam several times during the war. And my father was there for almost 10 years, from practically the inception to the fall of Saigon. We entered into all kinds of discussions, and it was very interesting. And after leaving in the library, on the way back up to the mountains, I kept feeling like the Holy Spirit was telling me, think, Kathleen, think. Think about the conversation. Think about what you know. Think, use. And that was a very strange thing. So I thought, well, help me think. What shall I think? What is this Pax Romana? Think about what? Therefore, I prayerfully begin to inquire of the Lord, what should I think? And one of the statements this old man said, gentleman number one, we'll call him, he used to work for Air America, and then there's gentleman number two, was the corpsman, was he made a statement about the fact that the church, when he saw that I had minister on my card, in the 60s, in 64, refused to say anything about the war in Vietnam. They did not make a stand against it, and you could tell that his opinion was that, except for a few Catholic priests, so this man is probably most likely a papist, though I did not ask him directly, the inference was is that the Protestant church, the general church, was complicit with the shedding of many young people's blood in the military-industrial complex of Lyndon Baines Johnson's war in Vietnam. And shame on them that the church was muzzled from speaking. Well, it just so happens that Mr. B Baines, Lyndon Bain, the Bane of our country, Johnson, who was a is great, going to implement his great society, a form of democratic communism that threw this country into flames during the 60s, was the progenitor of the Lyndon Baines Johnson's clause in the IRS that category of a 501c3, a corporation or a corporate entity for tax write-offs and deductions, and it was a clause that was in, he inserted and passed. It was in 1954. And there's much documentation on this. You can do the research. Please do it. In order to required that politics could not be discussed from the pulpit. I myself, as a ministry, was under that designation of 501c3 until 2003, and I was led to extricate myself from that tar paper. It took me 2 years, and I learned a lot through the divestiture process. And then the information from people who are actually lawyers and understand what is going on with that designation legally, the information came into my hands, and I began to understand many things about the political and the religious and the civic governments and how they operate. And this is going to be a blossoming of how that is formulated and the insights that I have been given. And I challenge you as I go through these topics, and I will set up links along the way that you do your own research. This is predicated by a lot of